You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White goes back into our tawdry history for a look at the legendary Marquis de Sade.
Among prominent figures of the past, there is often a bit of legend attached to their lives, even when there is much documented history. We do love the legend sometimes more than the history, for its allure is usually in its more sensationalized details, sometimes purely fictional. But after all, we all love a good story and often don't mind if it has only limited basis in fact. Such is the case this week as we examine the life and legend of the man who gave his very name to a perversion known as sadism, to take pleasure in inflicting physical pain upon another, which derives its name from an actual historical figure of the 18th century, a French aristocrat, philosopher, and writer known as the Marquis de Sade. Here was a man who survived the turbulent era of the French Revolution, more than one jail cell, yet died in an asylum for the criminally insane. If the term sadism derives directly from his example, at least a study of his life reveals that he had an equal affection for being mistreated himself. A prolific writer, de Sade is perhaps best known for his graphic and erotic works depicting scenes of sexual violence. This was the theme he carried out in his personal life as well, in abusive sexual relationships with women that are in fact recorded in 18th century France. At various points in time, his life included scandalous charges of torture of prostitutes, as well as kidnapping and raping of others. He was actually sentenced to death in 1772 in Marseille, but in absentia, as he had already fled the region. Then we find a record of a second arrest of the Marquis de Sade in 1778, when he was subsequently able to successfully have the death sentence removed. But legal concerns over his behavior continued to plague his personal story, even while a prisoner, as he continued to write erotic work from a jail cell. Ironically, July of 1789 found him a prisoner at the Fortress of the Bastille in Paris, from which he escaped just days before its storming on 14 July 1789, the herald that the violence of the French Revolution had begun in earnest. His post-Bastille days proved briefly more fortuitous for him, for by 1790 he was elected to the National Convention, the new body of France charged with drafting a constitution. He began calling himself Citizen de Sade, clearly indicating his political sympathy was aligned against the old aristocratic order of France. He did manage to survive the French Revolution with his head, however, a testament to either his political savvy or just plain good luck. Where his story crosses into the realm of legend is in the disagreement about the depth and breadth of his known acts of sexual violence. With the lifting of press censorship in France in the late 18th century, it was not uncommon to find his name in print in increasingly sensationalized accounts. This includes his alleged attempts to desecrate the sacred host, the body of Christ from the Eucharist, in a sexualized way, which may or may not be true at all. Such outrageous accounts as this certainly have the effect of giving him a trial in the court of popular opinion. And from there, the exaggerations of his scandalous behavior only proliferated. Today, it is difficult to get to the real Marquis de Sade. He is a composite mixture of gifted writer and a political activist given to sexual perversion. A composite which many scholars today are revisiting to view in the light of the age in which he lived. He is a fascinating legendary figure, but one who yet remains at least somewhat elusive.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.